striking CVS workers reach tentative agreement. Los Angeles, the union representing CVS pharmacy clerks and technicians, has reached a tentative agreement Thursday with CVS securing higher wages, more secure staffing, and affordable health care plans for members, bringing an end to a strike that started a week ago. The bargaining committee will send the agreement to its members for a vote for approval. We are proud to announce a tentative agreement with CVS that we unanimously recommend to our coworkers. For the last 5 months, we have been fighting hard for a fair contract. From a strike to actions, delegations, rallies, petitions, and conversations with our coworkers and customers, we have shown the strength that comes when workers stand together for a better life, the UFCW-CVS Bargaining Committee said in a statement Thursday. CVS workers picketed outside stores Saturday and Sunday and returned to work on Monday, while bargaining sessions resumed Wednesday. Our strength was on display this past weekend as CVS workers from 7 stores in Los Angeles and Orange County participated in an unfair labor practice strike to protest CVS unlawful activities. Striking workers received customer and community support and showed their determination to secure a contract reflecting the value of our essential healthcare services free from CVS underhanded tactics, the bargaining committee said. We are grateful for the solidarity and strength our coworkers have shown throughout negotiations, as well as the overwhelming support we have received from our customers and community members during our strike. CVS officials told City News Service that the stores remained open and continued to serve customers and patients during the picketing. Union leaders said they were protesting what they call unlawful activities that have interfered with bargaining and prevented employees from reaching a fair deal. UFCW officials allege CVS has engaged in illegal surveillance of workers, retaliation for union activities, and prohibiting workers from engaging in union activities. The allegations came amid continuing labor talks for a new contract to replace one that expired in June. Today proves that when workers fight, we win. We look forward to discussing the details of this agreement with our coworkers before we make our voices heard during the voting process, the bargaining committee said. According to the union, the average CVS clerk makes less than $20 an hour and can't afford to buy insurance from CVS, a health insurance company. Pharmacy technicians, who are required to complete an extensive CVS pharmacy technician training program, as well as satisfy all registration, licensing, and state certification requirements, currently make only $24.90 an hour after 5 years, union officials said. Roughly 3,500 Rite Aid workers in California have also voted to authorize a strike, and they could soon form their own picket lines if negotiations fail to produce a new contract.